Morning Watch. The Grace of God in the Economy of God. Week 2. Experiencing the Grace of God in the Economy of God. Tuesday. Related Verses. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Galatians 6, verse 18. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. John 3, verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit not by measure. John 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Romans 8, verse 10. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. John 1, verse 16. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Related Reading. In their experience of the grace in God's economy, the believers come forward with boldness to the throne of grace to find grace for timely help. The very Christ who is sitting on the throne in heaven is also now in our spirit, where the habitation of God is. Since today, our spirit is the place of God's habitation. Whenever we turn to our spirit, we touch the throne in heaven, and this throne is the throne of grace to us. When we come forward to the throne of grace, we receive Christ as grace for our timely help. Christ created the new creation by his grace being with the believer's spirit. The grace of Jesus Christ is the bountiful supply of the triune God, who is embodied in the Son and realized as the life-giving Spirit, enjoyed by us through the exercise of our human spirit. Grace is God the Father embodied in the Son, who is realized as the Spirit. Ultimately, the Spirit is grace. This Spirit, the ultimate consummation of the triune God, now dwells in our spirit. Thus, our spirit is the only place where we can experience grace. In order to receive and enjoy grace, we need to turn to our spirit and remain there, recognizing the Lord as the head and the king, respecting his position, and honoring his authority. We need to see that the throne of grace is in our spirit. Whenever we come to the throne of grace by turning to our spirit and calling on the name of the Lord, we should enthrone the Lord, giving him the headship, the kingship, and the lordship within us. God's throne is the source of the flowing grace. If we enthrone the Lord Jesus within us, the Spirit as the river of water of life will flow from the throne of grace to supply us, and we will receive grace and enjoy grace. We need to be those who receive and enjoy the grace of the Lord in our spirit. The receiving of Christ as the Spirit of grace is a lifelong, continuous matter. Day by day, a marvelous divine transmission should take place. God supplies the Spirit of grace bountifully, and we receive the Spirit of grace continually. The way to open ourselves to the heavenly transmission in order to receive the supply of the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit of grace is by exercising our spirit to pray and call on the Lord. As we receive and enjoy the triune God as our grace, we will gradually become one with him organically. He will become our constituent, and we will become his expression. The mark of God's economy is that Christ today is the grace of God in our spirit. Our regenerated spirit indwelt by the Spirit is the focus of God's promised blessing. It is in our spirit that we experience and enjoy the Spirit as the central blessing of the New Testament. Hence, we need the grace of the Lord, which is the bountiful supply of the all-inclusive Spirit, to be with our spirit. If we do not know our human spirit, which has been regenerated by the Holy Spirit, we have no way to enjoy Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit. We need to learn to exercise our spirit and to walk in our spirit in order to enjoy the grace of Christ, which is Christ Himself for our enjoyment. Christ is the center of God's economy, and the Spirit is the reality of Christ. When Christ is realized through the Spirit in our spirit, we become the new creation. The new creation is Christ living in our spirit. Hence, our spirit is vital for us to live the life of the new creation for the fulfilling of God's purpose.